Novo Nordisk announces it will cut the cost of its insulin by 75%. The Department of Veterans Affairs says it will cover the experimental Alzheimer's drug Leqembi for veterans in the early stages of the disease. And the Department of Justice sues pharmacy chain Rite Aid for its role in the opioid epidemic. It's Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Danish drug manufacturer Novo Nordisk announced Tuesday that it will cut the price of its insulin in the U.S. market up to 75%. The cost reduction will include pre-filled pens and vials of short- and long-acting brand-name insulins, including Levemir, Novalin, Novolog, and Novolog Mix 7030. The manufacturer will also drop the list price of its unbranded biologics, like insulin aspart, to match the lower price of its branded insulin. Those changes will go into effect on January 1, 2024. It's unclear what the financial impact of the decision will be. The Wall Street Journal reports that the move may not materially hurt Novo Nordisk's sales due to a decline in demand and the relatively high rebates it pays to insurers. Industry analysts are also projecting that the sales of the manufacturer's popular GLP-1 drugs, such as Ozempic, will continue to grow. Novo Nordisk's announcement comes on the heels of fellow insulin maker Eli Lilly's decision earlier this month to cut the cost of some of its insulin products by 70%. There's currently political pressure on insulin makers to lower the cost of their insulin products. President Biden said through his official Twitter account on Tuesday that it's time for other drug manufacturers to drop the price of insulin and called on Congress to pass a law regulating the drug's price. As far as government action, Medicare capped the cost of insulin at $35 per month for beneficiaries starting this past January, and the state of California said it will begin to manufacture low-cost insulin for residents. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that more than 11% of the U.S. population has diabetes. The Department of Veterans Affairs will cover an experimental Alzheimer's drug for veterans with early-stage symptoms of the disease. The VA will cover the anti-amyloid monoclonal antibody treatment lecanemab, also known by its brand name Leqembi. This makes the VA the first major insurer to cover the drug. Leqembi was developed by Japanese drug maker Eisai in partnership with U.S. biotech company Biogen. It is administered intravenously to patients every 2 weeks. In order for a patient to qualify for the treatment, VA beneficiaries must be over 65 years old, have early-stage symptoms, and imaging that confirms the presence of amyloid plaques in the brain consistent with the disease. It's estimated that there are more than 167,000 VA patients with Alzheimer's disease. Leqembi was granted accelerated approval by the Food and Drug Administration in early January. Phase 3 clinical trials found that it reduced cognitive and functional decline in patients by around 27%. However, around 14% of trial participants experienced adverse side effects that included brain bleeds and brain swelling. The FDA's current labeling states that only patients with mild cognitive impairment or in the mild dementia state of the disease can receive the drug, as those were the only individuals included in the clinical trials. It's unclear if other insurers will follow the VA. In February, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services wrote in a letter in response to the Alzheimer's Association that it will not cover monoclonal antibody drugs for Alzheimer's until more data is available proving the treatments are effective. Previously, Medicare said it would only cover another Eisai Biogen Alzheimer's treatment, aducanumab, also known as Aduhelm, for beneficiaries participating in clinical trials. Leqembi's list price is $26,500. The Department of Justice announced Monday that it's suing Rite Aid for its role in the opioid epidemic, alleging the pharmacy chain missed what it says were obvious red flags when it filled prescriptions for controlled substances. In its suit, the DOJ argues that Rite Aid violated the Federal False Claims Act and the Controlled Substances Act. In a statement, the DOJ alleges that between May 2014 and June 2019, Rite Aid filled hundreds of thousands of prescriptions for controlled substances that lacked a legitimate medical purpose, were not for a medically accepted indication, or were not issued in the usual course of professional practice. These prescriptions included what the DOJ says were excessive quantities of opioids like oxycodone and fentanyl. The DOJ also alleges that Rite Aid ignored evidence from multiple sources that its stores were dispensing unlawful prescriptions, including from its own pharmacists, its distributor, and its own internal data. Moreover, it alleges that Rite Aid compounded the issue by intentionally deleting internal notes about suspicious prescribers. This lawsuit stems from an earlier whistleblower complaint filed in 2019 by previous Rite Aid employees. Rite Aid has a footprint in 17 states with more than 2,300 stores and more than 6,300 pharmacists. This is GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly GIST. The GIST Healthcare podcast is an independent production of GIST Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.